Blog Talk Radio.
Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tottich.
Saturday here at the Fast Lane Sports Show. How you doing? It's a warm one out there. So it was a hot one yesterday. I worked outside most of the day, and then it's going to be a hot one today. So quick PSA to everybody. If you are traveling today to a race, make sure you stay well hydrated. Lots of water, Powerade, Gatorade, stuff like that. Alcohol will not rehydrate you. So if you're going to a racetrack tonight, if you're going to your local short track tonight, make sure you take plenty of water with you. Make sure you're getting water. Make sure you're getting something to drink at the track or take a cooler with you or something. But make sure you are staying hydrated. Any elderly people you might be taking with you or little kids, make sure that they you keep an eye on them, especially if they have breathing issues or anything like that. So lots of sunblock as well, especially up here in this part of the country. I think it's going to be a great day for the short tracks around here. There's a little bit of a storm that came through this morning, but as far as I can see, and I'm no weatherman, but as far as I can see, it's looking like it's going to shape up to be a good day for racing. The only thing I can say is any Jennerstown fans that are listening, you got one coming towards you, a big block of rain coming towards you, but hopefully it gets out of the way soon enough that you guys can go racing down there. We've got some point standings for Jennerstown that we can update later. We've got quite a bit on tap for today, quite a bit of racing on tap, but enough talking about weather. But check your weather, check your local tracks, their social media accounts or their websites, just to make sure that they are going racing today. I know Wayne County Speedway sent out a text yesterday that they are pushing the racing back a little bit. Gates still open at 4, but then the heat races start at 6:30 and the features start at 7:30. So they kind of push everything back a little bit to try and not have everything right in the heat of the day. Although last night at about 10, 11 o'clock at night, it was still 90% humidity. It still felt like 90 degrees outside. So it is warm even into the evening. So if you are going out to a race tonight, make sure you are well prepared for the heat. All right. We got a lot of racing to talk about today in a short amount of time. So we will try and get to it. We've got Cup action as well as Xfinity action today and tomorrow. Christina is with us today. She will be updating us on dirt racing, and we'll be doing a little talking dirty today. We've got a king size dirt show in store for you today. And if you're not sure what that means, stick around and you'll find out. But then we've got, what else? We got Christina coming in to get us update on the points for dirt racing, as well as throwing our latest person in the penalty box. So if you follow us on Twitter, you see we had a little fun with that last night trying to figure out who we should throw in there. But as always, I'm sure that Christina has a list full of people that she will pick one from to throw in there today. So let's go ahead and get started. Of course, you know about all of our sponsors. We've got 357 Woodworks. That's our studios around here. Our phone lines, of course, are from Barbasol. Thanks to Barbasol. Actually, go follow them on Twitter right now. If you notice, this year is their 100th anniversary. So they have special cans, throwback cans to a very old design that they used to have. And right now, Barbasol has teamed up with Homage, and they have a shirt. They're doing a shirt giveaway right now. If you follow them on Twitter, it's till the end of the month. They'll pick a random winner, and the shirt has one of those retro cans on it. It says Barbasol on it. So make sure you follow them. Check them out on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. They have all of that. So check them out. And, of course, you can find Barbasol products wherever shaving products are sold. Fitness Masters out of Louisville. They're new this year to the show. Same as 357 Woodworks. They are new to the show this year as well. So that's what we've got as far as show partners. And let's go ahead and get right into the racing talk. Of course, this weekend, Cup and Xfinity are both in New Hampshire. And we are joined now by Christina. Hello, Christina.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing this fine weekend?
Oh, it's beautiful. The sun's shining. You know, Florida can't get much better than that. We had a little bit of rain early this morning, too. I think all the East Coast got a little bit of that watery mist precipitation, but... all is good down here.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, it's been hot. I seen you put something on Facebook yesterday about some of us up north actually were hotter than you yesterday, and it was definitely hot. I think the real feel or whatever up here got up to like 102 or 103 yesterday by 4 or 5 o'clock. So it was definitely.
Yeah,
definitely pretty
warm.
That's
our normal.
yeah. And, you know, for people up here, though, when it starts to get that hot, you know, we can't say enough. You got to be conscious about that and prepare, especially if you're going to the racetrack, you know. You don't want to pass out.
No, and that's why I know the tracks that are running, there were some that decided not to race this weekend and postpone or cancel racing in, you know, New Jersey and PA and stuff, but 90% of the Pennsylvania tracks will still run. They're just going to run later, like Wayne County. It's not going to be as early of a start time, which is smart, especially when you have these kind of temperatures, no matter where you are. it sucks no matter where you are in the country, and it's the real feel. It's like 105 and 90% humidity. I mean, it's never fun, especially being strapped in a race car. Those guys and girls, they're wearing a lot of material.
Yeah.
And it's material needed, obviously. Don't think that it's not. It's needed. Fire protection is very important. So, I mean, you got to take precautions for them and the fans. So it's cool to see. But still going to be racing. It's just going to be a little later in the evening, which I don't mind. I never did. I'd rather wait until 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock to even start, you know, heat races. But that's just my opinion. I like the later in the day kind of deal.
And like I said, Wayne County, the gates will still open at 4. General admission is $12 tonight. But then the heat race is 6:30, features around 7:30. No sprint cars tonight at Wayne County Speedway. But other than that, a full feature, and we'll explain here in a little bit why there's no sprints at Wayne County tonight. But let's talk about Cup and Xfinity. Let's get that stuff out of the way before we jump into our short track local tracks. Cup and Xfinity at New Hampshire this weekend. Cup qualified yesterday. Brad Keselowski is on the pole for that. Actually, the top three starting spots are Ford, Toyota, Chevy. So we've got one manufacturer in each of the top three spots with Brad K, Kyle B, and Kurt B. Both up there next to each other. And Eric Jones and Ryan Blaney round out the top five. Jimmy Johnson with a top 10 qualifying. It's sad that we have to bring that up, but the last year and a half that he's been having, that's pretty good for Jimmy. And then, of course, I think my biggest takeaway from qualifying top 10 from yesterday is Matt DiBenedetto qualified 7th. That's pretty good
qualifying
for that team.
Yep, that's his best qualifying effort. His second best was at Daytona earlier this year. So, I mean, that's good for them. They ran good, they've been running consistently better this year the 95 has in general. But, I mean, Matt's doing good things and hopefully lands them a little bit more sponsors as well. That team could use a little sponsor money. They're doing great things being on a low budget. As we're talking about New Hampshire, we know second practice is underway. William Byron has just brought out the caution. And that car is not going to be repairable. But heavy damage to that car. Heavy damage. He smacked the outside wall, so the 2014 will be looking at going to a backup car again. Practices aren't good. Recently, practice haven't been good for William Byron. So, yeah, they're going to go to the garage, I think, and get the backup car for sure.
So Cup practice is going on now. Then following that at 11:15, yeah, Xfinity qualifies at New Hampshire. And then, of course, they race today. The Roxor 200 is at 4 p.m. on NBCSN or the NBC Sports app, and that is the Xfinity series today at 4 p.m. So, and then, of course, the Cup races tomorrow, 3 o'clock p.m. at New Hampshire, the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301. And, of course, that also is on NBCSN or the NBC Sports app. So tune in right now. You can watch practice and then qualifying for Xfinity, and that is all on NBCSN this entire weekend. So excited to see who comes out on top, especially with, you got Eric Jones up there in the top 10, Matt DiBenedetto, Eric Almirola. You got some guys up there that are fighting to get in the playoffs this year, mixing it up with some guys that already have wins and are in the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see what goes on there at New Hampshire this weekend. You got any predictions?
Predictions? I don't know. New Hampshire is kind of like, it's hard for me to, have a real prediction. I was pretty stoked with the way the race ended last week. I thought that was a great finish. Just racing-wise, it was a great finish. You don't have to like either driver that finished 1-2. I'm not a huge fan of either of those guys. But, for NASCAR, that was a finish that definitely was needed. It was nice to see. It was a good finish. I was a little pissed off, the guy I usually like, the pit road was not kind to him, and neither was his crew, but they rebounded. So I think this weekend you could see a spoiler, maybe. Eric Jones has to have a win. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but, for Eric Jones to stay in the playoff picture, he needs a win. There's too many guys too close to that cutoff line that have been significantly better than him. So it's, we'll see. I don't know. With the way this practice is going, it's anybody's game, considering the yellow flag just came back out again.
I was going to say, it looks like it's for,
for the 42 this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Larson's not had a great year either. I mean, no, I don't know what it is. The 42's cursed.
Somebody put a kibosh on the Chevys for this weekend, huh? Because Alex Bowman blew, what did he blow? A rear end in qualifying.
You could hear that too.
Yeah. William Byron hits the wall. Kyle Larson, caution for him now. So
he hit the same wall that he hit the same location as William Byron. I just saw.
Chevy guys better. Kurt Busch better not even go out there. He better just stay in the garage. Qualified third for the race tomorrow. If I was him, I'd be like, yeah, I'm good. The car's good. I'm good. We'll just go out there Sunday and run it. so
might be his best bet. Just to try, and since he's the top Chevy there. Ironically enough, it's Kurt Busch leading the Chevys. Never really figured it would be Kurt Busch, but I mean, good for them. I want to say though, the coolest part about the win last week is the throwback to Davey Allison, in the way they went to victory lane. Granted, NASCAR made them all get off the car because, NASCAR is no fun. But that is definitely a throwback to anybody that watched way back when. I know I was, a small, very small child at that time. But, I mean, you would have seen, plus the picture circulated throughout social media, and if you live under a rock, you might not have seen it, but you should have seen it. That was a cool throwback to Davey Allison, who literally, it was the anniversary of his death last weekend too. Kind of a low point for that. It like hit me as I was watching. I was like, oh my God, it's been 26 years. It's a shame, very big shame, but I think Davey Allison would have been one of the greatest drivers the sport had seen had he been able to, fulfill his career.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Well, that's the opinion of a lot of people. So, you're not alone, but, so that gets us all caught up on NASCAR, and we're not a NASCAR show, but they run every weekend and we're here. So, to get you all caught up for your Saturday morning fix of NASCAR Cup Series and Xfinity, that's what's on schedule for this weekend. So make sure you tune into NBCSN after you listen to us today, and then you can tune in, and or you can put the TV on mute while you're listening to us. But Cup practice right now, immediately following, is Xfinity Series qualifying. They race at 4 today. Cup races at 3 tomorrow, all from New Hampshire. Christina, what we'll do is we'll take a quick commercial break, pay the bills, and then when we come back, we will start jumping into some local track, some small town short track standings and schedules for the weekend. Sound good to you?
All right, sounds perfect to me. We got a lot to talk in dirt.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back after this. 357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. 7847. All right, that was our 357 Woodworks commercial. Of course, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show, and I am Pete, and I am joined again this beautiful Saturday morning by Christina, and we are here in the 357 Woodworks Studios. This is Saturday morning in the Fast Lane, and we are getting you all caught up on our small town short track schedules and standings. So I say if Christina's ready, I think we go ahead and cue up the intro here. That's right. This is the dirtiest show on the internet. And of course, who else would be on part of this show other than Christina? so she is definitely our dirt racing expert part of the show here. So Christina, what do you got for us as far as how's it looking for World of Outlaws and the All-Stars?
Well, we'll start with the All-Stars. There's a lot to go over when it comes to the World of Outlaws, so we'll start with the All-Stars. So last weekend was a little bit of a wonky kind of thing. Well, this week we were supposed to see the Brad Doty Classic this coming week. It's not going to happen this weekend. There was Mother Nature just tried to ruin it. But the Brad Doty Classic's being added to the end of August, so that's going to be awesome. It'll be for Labor Day weekend, which is always fun. Brad Doty Classic is a great race with the All-Stars, which is cool. And I like I love seeing the Brad Doty Classic race. But remember, we spoke Friday about how the All-Stars had a heck of a weekend scheduled, that Tri-County, race deal that happened. And I'm just want to say, holy hell, Pennsylvania took a lot of that, a lot of money there, but that was cool to see. We saw Aaron Rutzel win. Then we saw Danny Dietrich won $10,000. Danny Dietrich is a Pennsylvania native. He doesn't run with the All-Stars very often. He actually ran at Williams Grove last night, which we'll talk about that a little later. And then we saw another Pennsylvania native who is now running full-time with the All-Stars, which was Brock Zierfoss picking up the win at Lebanon Valley Speedway. And actually, if you look at those results from Lebanon Valley, it was Zierfoss, Davey Franek, and Danny Dietrich, Gerard McIntyre, and Corey Eliason. 4 out of 5 of those guys are from Pennsylvania. It was cool to see. I got to get my little PA love in there. So... They're off this weekend. Shouldn't be shocking. We'll explain why. It is a very king weekend going on. So the kings are out in force this weekend, but we'll explain why. But since the All-Stars have their weekend, so quote-unquote weekend off, the points are laid out as Aaron Rutzel is still leading by a very small margin over Dale Blaney. And that's Corey Eliason, Paul McMahon, and Brock Zierfoss round out the top 5 in the point standings. So they'll be back in their own action next weekend at Plymouth, then Jackson, and then Knoxville. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Circle that weekend, guys. That's a big one. That's a huge weekend for the All-Stars. Actually, this weekend and the following weekend. Are two ginormous weekends in racing in the sprint car world. Very big weekends. If you like money, these are the weekends to run. Just saying. Weekend. But that's how the All-Stars kind of shape out. it's cool to see. There's a lot of winners. You know, yes, Aaron Russell's been winning a lot, but he also only has maybe a 7-point lead over Dale Blaney right now. That's not a lot. Like I said, that can change in one race, which we'll see that pan out next weekend because, you know, where they're running this weekend, points don't count for them towards their series. They're only one series in points is counting in the top level of racing, sprint car racing this weekend. So, I mean, there's all-stars. Now we have the big whammy.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you don't know what this weekend is, you live under a rock. I do not know how you wouldn't know what this weekend is for the World of Outlaws. It is the biggest weekend of the year. One of the biggest. Maybe the biggest. No, we'll say that. Eldora is running not once, twice, three, four times. It's a 4-day battle royale. King's Royal weekend. There's a lot going on and a lot of money. And this is probably one of the funnest weekends to be in Ohio, too. And that's why a lot of tracks that are running in Ohio do not have sprint cars on the card tonight. Just as an FYI, that's why. Because you're going to get maybe a 10-car field versus what you would normally get if you would do that. Tracks, they don't necessarily compete with one another. They all try to work together, which is a great thing everywhere. But, yes, so it is King's Royal Weekend. In my very royal voice, I guess. I don't know, just being an asshole now. But, no, so we have 4 days of racing at Eldora. We've seen three out of the four.
Right.
So.
And plus, I mean, these drivers have 175,000 reasons to go race tonight. I mean, you know, if I was a sprint car driver, I probably would tell my home track this weekend also I won't be there.
If you're local,
you know,
yeah. Especially if you're local, yeah.
Right. Trying to go and win 175,000, especially for somebody who just runs local. For a guy to just run at Wayne County Speedway, you know, and then to go over there, and if you were to win and come home with 175,000, that is a huge payday for just your weekend driver, not somebody. Now, I mean, 175,000 is a lot of money for anybody, but when you've got these guys that travel with the World of Outlaws full time, and they've got the big sponsorships. You know, I mean, that's something that they see all the time, you know. So, but for just a small town short track guy that just runs on the weekends at Wayne County, can you imagine him coming home from Eldora with $175,000 and being known as the, you know, the winner of the King Royal for 2019? I mean, that's huge. So, you know, that's why places like Wayne County don't run the sprints tonight. So.
Right. And so it's going to be hard for anyone to beat some of the top guys. Don't get me wrong. It is going to be hard, but it's always fun. This weekend is amazing. Everybody around the world goes to these. And I mean, I wouldn't, if I could have done it, if I would have had vacation time, we probably would have flew out and been at Eldora, but that's not the case. Don't have the vacation time. Maybe next year. So let's get down and break down the weekend of the World of Outlaws. It got dirty, and we saw the same. No, we saw some of the same faces playing. So the first night of racing, which would have been July 17th. Sorry, it's Christmas in July. July 17th, which would have been, you know, Wednesday. We kicked everything off Wednesday night with the hashtag Let's Race 2. That was the title of the race, hashtag Let's Race 2. Why not? It's a cool little trophy. I mean, the trophy is cool. I will give Tony Stewart that. He comes up with great names, you know, for his races, and the trophies are always, always badass. I would kill just to have one of these just as, like, not even the big one, like a small replica version of some of these. It's really cool. But we saw Donnie Schatz take the win. $10,000 to win. Yeah. Donnie Schatz wins again, folks. Don't be shocked. He is a madman at Eldora. I mean, he also won there last year. Okay. So if you want to, if you're a betting person, and you want to bet on who could be the king at the end of the night tonight, if you want to put some money on anyone, I would put it on the 15. So then Donnie Schatz wins Let's Take Two with David Gravel and Logan Schuhart rounding out the podium. Brad Sweet, who's your points leader, will finish fourth in that race. But, you know, lots of great racing. So that was Let's Race Two. So then we go to the next night. We don't need to see that face no more. Let's click around here. So then we are on the 18th, which would have been Thursday night, the Joker's Wild. Yep. Yep. We're sticking with the theme of betting. Joker's Wild finish. We saw Brad Sweet come with the win. See where I'm going with this, folks? Do you see? Do you see the pattern? So Brad Sweet ended up winning the 19th, which would have been Thursday night. I got it. Yeah, the 18th. I'm sorry. This was wrote on the 19th, but it raced the 18th. Brad Sweet won with Donnie Schatz and David Gravel rounding out your top three in the podium. And Logan Schuhart finished fourth. Is that not the same? Yes, folks, it's the same four people that were in 1 through 4 the night before. Very, very true. See, there's a pattern here, folks. There's a pattern. Brad Sweet also won $10,000. Not like that team needs any more money, but, you know. And then we get to the race that is called Night Before, a.k.a. Night is spelled with a K, folks. So, yes, we're working with the pattern. See what I mean? Tony Stewart, mastermind he is. Actually, he probably has people that comes up with this for him. But, you know, to whomever thought of these names, I quite enjoy them every time we do this. To me, it's just fun. So, who do you think won that race last night? If you watched or didn't watch. Do you know, Pete? Do you know who won?
I don't know who won.
Okay, we're going with a pattern.
Right.
There's a pattern.
I'm going to guess the guy that hasn't won yet that was on the podium the first two nights.
That would be, no. Donnie Schatz.
Oh, okay.
going with the repeat of pattern of Brad wins, then Donnie wins, then Brad wins, now Donnie's going to win. So, no, Donnie Schatz ended up winning again last night. Yeah, folks, if you don't like to see Donnie Schatz win, don't go to Eldora. Just food for thought. But go because it's worth the money to see great racing. But Donnie Schatz took home $12,000 to win. So he's got, if we do the math quick, that's $22,000 on the weekend.
Whew.
That's a pretty good payday, y'all. Pretty good payday. Yep. Oh, so who else was on the podium? David Gravel and Logan Schuhart. But I'll do you one better. Rico Abreu finished fourth last night, not Brad Sweet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Brad finished seventh. It wasn't the best night for Brad Sweet, so he didn't have a whole lot going on for him there. So, and why the All-Stars are off is just for this reason. Almost 99.9% of the All-Stars are running in this weekend at Eldora, which I don't blame you. There's a lot of money you could steal, so to speak. You could try to steal, I should say. Try to steal. So, tonight is the night. If you cannot be at Eldora, go online. There's many venues to watch Eldora. Many venues. And I mean, if I'm being honest, I'd rather watch Eldora than the NASCAR races. Just food for thought.
Or
if you're bored with NASCAR, watch Eldora.
Or if you do want to go, if you do live in this area and you want to go,
go.
I got some pricing for you. I got some pricing for you. For tonight, which is the last night of the race, $39 general admission. Kids 12 and under are free. If you want reserved seating, it's $44. Kids 12 and under are 15. And a pit pass for tonight is $45. So that's what the pricing looks like. Gates open today at 11 a.m. The main gate and ticket office open at 11 a.m. today. Turn 4 ticket office, there's evidently two of them. 11 a.m. also. So that's where you want to go for your tickets. You can go to the main gate or turn 4. So if you don't have nothing to do today, there you go. You can head over to Eldora and watch the final night of the King's Royal, which is $175,000 to win. Did I say that already? $175,000 to win?
I mean, you can always say it more than once. It's going to be said a lot. And you want to know the coolest part about all this? So that's what the driver can win. But during King's Royal weekend, the 50-50 ticket, like, pot that a fan wins,
right,
can be just as high. Y'all don't understand. They put out the money in this 50-50 stuff. I was watching, because I watch it all weekend, and I look into, I'm always on Twitter. Even if I'm not tweeting, I'm on Twitter. I see everything, mm-hmm. folks. But if you just pay attention to the 50-50, it's a lot of money. A lot of money. Let me tell you this. Do you want to hear? So Donnie Schatz won $12,000 last night. The fan won $21,282.
That's nuts. That's nuts.
That's more than the winning car won, y'all.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. So
that's actually almost, okay, it's not as much as Donnie Schatz won in two nights, but still, that's one night. That is one night. You gotta, like, man. Yeah, the chances of winning it is very, very slim. Yeah, I understand that. But the simple fact of the matter is it does not matter.
Yes, that is a lot.
Yes, it is. It's a ton of money. So tonight is the big whammy. We will find out who will be crowned king. And the top two drivers battling for the points lead have both been crowned the king. Before.
Yeah.
Case,
so,
yeah, you know, just in case some people live under a rock.
What's your prediction?
Oh. Okay. So, I will give you two people. First,
okay.
I will give you who I would like to see win.
Uh-huh.
Who I would like to see win. I'd actually like to see a David Gravel win, especially in the 41 car. It'd be really cool, a really cool tribute, to Jason, who, owned the team. His wife still owns and operates and runs it, and his, absence since his death. I would love to see that. That would be just, a very cool story, a very cool moment, especially with his son going up on the wing. That would be legit the coolest thing to see again. They won it, they won a couple weeks ago, and Jax got to go on the wing. That would be really cool. But who I think is going to win, just by virtue of what's going on and how there's only a 20-point difference separating Donnie Schatz from Brad Sweet, I think Donnie Schatz will be crowned king again. Not very bold prediction. It's more of the obvious prediction, but he's very strong here. Donnie Schatz is a damn good driver.
Very,
very
strong
talented.
Everywhere.
Yes, but Eldora, he's almost unbeatable.
Well, everybody's beatable.
We'll see.
I guess, yes, we will see. So stay tuned in. You can follow along on Twitter for that. If you're not there, you can follow along online. Go to Eldora.com. I think that's the name of the EldoraSpeedway.com. Go there, and they've got all the information for the racing tonight. But we've got about 18 minutes to go left in the show. I think what we'll do is we'll take another quick break. Then when we come back, coming up in the final 18 minutes of the show, we will talk about some more short tracks. I got some Jennerstown updates for you guys. And then, of course, Christina will be throwing somebody who's been naughty in the penalty box. That all coming up right after this.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
You're listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.
All right, we are back. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful, gorgeous, hot, steamy, muggy, humid Saturday morning here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Of course, we have Christina with us. Just got done doing a little talking dirty there on our dirtiest show on the internet. For those that have been fans or known Christy and I for a long time, you'll know where that came from. So here we go. Okay, so Jennerstown, they should be running today. Looking at the weather a little bit ago, they might have a little bit of rain come through. But I don't think it's anything that should affect or cancel racing tonight. But as of last Saturday, some point standings so far at Jennerstown. We've got in the late models, we've got Teddy Gabala, who drives the number 3. He is leading the points right now. He's got 4 wins on the year so far in that late model division over there at Jennerstown. He leads Gary Wiltrout, who's got a win. He leads him by 19 points. He leads Barry Audi is in 3rd with a win. He's 20 points back. So those two are only separated by a point. Zane Farrell's in 4th. He got his first career late model win this year at Jennerstown. He's in 4th. He's 37 points back. And then Brian Shipp rounds out the top 5 in the late models. He's 53 points back from Teddy Gabala so far. In the modifieds, we've got Pete Reach. He's in 1st from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He's got 3 wins so far on the year. Anthony Aiello is in 2nd. He's in that number 31. He's got 1 win on the year. They're tied. They have the same points right now. They're both sitting at 466 on the year. Anthony has 1 more top 5 finish than Pete this year over there at Jennerstown. And you got RJ Doubt. He's in 3rd right now in 75. He's from Jennerstown. He's got 2 wins on the year. He's 17 points back. Jason Bush is in 4th. He's been on the show before. And Chris Brink is in 5th. He's also been on the show before. Both those guys are 4th and 5th place. Jason's 35 points back from 1st. And Chris is 53 points back. In the street stocks so far this year, driving the number 95, you got Aaron Van Fleet. He's got 1 win on the year. He's leading the street stocks. He is leading Jeremy Schaefer from Derry, PA. He's got a win also. He's 13 points back. Zach Todaro in the number four car. He's got one win on the year. He's 27 points back. Fourth place in the street stocks driving the number 113 is Casey Flegel with three wins on the year. He's only ran six features, though, where these other guys have ran seven. He's only got five top fives but three wins. He's 61 points back. And Angie Kimberly rounds out the top five, 67 points back in that number 69 car. Fast fours, here we go. Fast fours leading the fast fours points right now from Hermony, PA, is Brent Bickerstaff, that number 53. He actually just had a birthday a few days ago. Happy late birthday to him. He's been on the show before as well. He's got one win so far. He's leading Andrew Pluta in that number 88 Cavalier from Stoystown, PA. Andrew's got three wins on the year. He's only got five top fives, though, where Brent has seven top fives and seven features. The gap between those two is 36 points. Michael Strauss, that number 66 car, he is in third, 40 points out of first. Michael Saller in fourth, he's 45 points out. And then you got Evan Nybert, he's in fifth place in the fast fours. He's ran four features this year. He's got two wins. So he's won half of the features that he's been in out there at Jennerstown. He rounds out the top five so far. That's the fast fours. And then finally, the Chargers division. This is the final division over there at Jennerstown. Dale Kimberly in the number 22, he's got five wins in eight features this year so far. He's leading the Chargers above, he's leading Chase Payton, Stephen Brown, Dan Jackson, Kelly Schalas. Chase and Kelly both have a win this year, but Dale Kimberly so far with five wins in the Chargers division. He is the only driver with more than four wins. He's got five, Teddy's got four. So those two drivers leading the wins over there at Jennerstown this year. So that's how that looks for so far for Jennerstown. If you're in that area, it's a great track. Been there several times. It's a great area up in the mountains over there in Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful track. The owners have put money into that racetrack for the last several years, and it's an awesome fan experience. The pits are great. They've got concessions on the main grandstands that you can go to. Plus, they have a little merchandise store back there if you sit on the main grandstands, and they have a little play area for the kids that's right there. It's fenced in. It's kind of close to the track right behind the catch fence. So even if you're over there with your kids, you can still catch all the racing. The kids can be playing and watching the racing. The stands are just beautiful. And if you go in the pits, there's not only do you get to interact with all the drivers and get to see all the cars and be right in the pits, but there's also, if you're going to be down there very long, there's also a concession stand in the pits. So that's nice. That way the drivers and crew and family that are with the drivers, if they're down there all night, they've got concessions right there, so they don't have to walk across the track and get behind the grandstand. So it's a great layout. They've put a lot of money into it. They've redone the drainage and everything there at the track so that it doesn't flood anymore. So make sure you go check them out tonight. It's a regular Saturday night. Plus, they got Enduro race tonight also. So make sure you check them out and get over there and catch out some asphalt racing. Not just dirt racing. We do some asphalt racing too. So make sure you check that out. Christina, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
It says
I had
that,
a minor issue earlier, but no, I'm all right.
Okay.
I got you. I got you back.
Okay. It says that I dropped you, but I just wanted to make sure you're still there.
No, I'm here.
Okay. All right. So now that we've got all of that out of the way, I think it's time for... Oh, there's the sound. I think it's time to throw somebody in the penalty box. And I can't wait to see... I love that intro. That's my favorite intro. I found that.
Yeah.
I don't even remember which. We won't get into that. But yeah, I love that intro. That's pretty cool. You know, penalty box, hockey theme. I had to go with some hockey music. Yeah. So we tried to have a little fun with this last night on Twitter. Didn't get as blown up as I was hoping or as I thought it would. But Christina, you are in charge of the penalty box. You are the head official when it comes to throwing a naughty person in the penalty box. And if you want, I've got some drum roll music. If you want me to hit you with a drum roll, so that we can hear
not
the announcement.
Not this week. It's not as fun this week. So we'll do the drum roll. Hopefully next week. Hopefully we'll have something a little more.
On the edge of your seat
stellar.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of like the last 2 weeks were. Like, I feel like this is going to be the letdown from the last 2 weeks, because the last 2 weeks I was really fired up and very obvious as to who should have been in a penalty box. But, those two were just, you know, no-brainers. But so this week I like the tweets that we did see. I mean, it's funny that somebody calls Zane a cheater. That's funny. shout out to those guys. They're a fun group of people. I've never met any of them, but they're fun on Twitter. They're a fun group. I'm going to stick it to a PA sprint car driver who picked up a win last week. But, I mean, if you're going to pull a slide job or you're going to attempt to pull a slide job, don't wreck the guy that was leading the race. And then make it out to be like, woo, I'm a badass that came from the back to win. Because you really aren't. Just saying. You really aren't. Not when you take a guy out to win the race. So, Dylan Cisney, Port Royal native. And we all know that I like Dylan. I was his PR manager for a while. And, he was on one of the Slicks and Sticks shows for a very long time. But Dylan's going into a penalty box this week because, you know, you don't try to pull a Danny Dietrich slide drive. You can't do it. And it proved that because you could have hurt somebody. Granted, Macri wasn't hurt, but, tore up race car. Nevertheless, it's painful considering it's a lot of money that just went down the tubes. So,
yeah.
Dylan Cisney is going to sit in a penalty box. Maybe he won't win tonight at Port Royal.
Well, he can't win if he's in the penalty box.
Well, we all know Brad Keselowski and them didn't win either, and they were both in the penalty box. Look, Brad didn't win the week he was put in. Did Christopher – Nope. Christopher Bell did not win the week he was in the penalty box either.
I think we found the new jinx.
This is a trend.
The new jinx.
This is a trend.
Is the penalty box. This has got to catch. This is going to have to catch on. So
it might. It may catch. It may. And doing these Saturday shows during Cup practice seems to be a jinx as well, because now Kyle Larson will have to go to a backup car. Just another food for thought.
Five backup cars so far this weekend now.
I never would have expected New Hampshire to be the place we see all these backup cars come out. Daytona, yes. Talladega, most definitely certain. But, no, not New Hampshire. So this could be a wild weekend, y'all. You could see some new guys in victory lane. And note to Cole Custer, don't trip getting it out of your car in victory lane. Did you see that, though? Did you see it? We all saw it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Too much alcohol.
I hope not. You just finished running the race. I hope he wasn't drunk.
Yeah. No, it was just funny. And I'm glad he was okay. I'm glad it wasn't like an actual injury to his leg or anything. But I just got to poke a little fun at Cole Custer. I like him. I think he's a great guy. A nice, you know, it's a cool driver to see. That's like, what, 5 wins for them too? Man, it's a lot going on. But I will end on one dirt note. Danny Dietrich ended up winning last night at Williams Grove Speedway. Danny Dietrich is in his summer heat of winning. Be on the lookout. The 48 in Pennsylvania is looking to be a little on fire. I believe they will be running at Port Royal Speedway this weekend. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong because he's been swapping where he's going between Port and Lincoln. And tonight is camera autograph night at Port Royal Speedway. So if you are locally in Pennsylvania in a Port Royal-esque area in and around the central Pennsylvania area, go. You can meet a lot of drivers, get your picture taken, get some autographs, and you can go for free because camera autograph night, you can be in the pits with a general admission pass up until a certain time, and they will tell you. So, you know, it's going to be a fun moment for those fans. The little fans love it. You see so many little kids, you know, sitting in sprint cars and such. So that's a cool thing to see, especially in late models and stuff too. So get out there. I don't care if it's going to be hot, y'all. It's hot year around where I live now, and I'm from Pennsylvania. I know what this heat's about. I know what that heat's about. It's going to be a fun weekend. It's sunny. Sunny is good for racing. This is the time you want to go. You want to go in to the dirt tracks. You want to go.
Yeah.
So.
Especially since we've been complaining about the rain and how many races have been rained out so far for the small town short tracks. It's not raining tonight. It's looking good for a lot of the country. Ohio, PA, it's looking good for racing tonight. Yes, it's going to be hot. Make sure you hydrate, but go check out a race tonight. And like I said at the top of the show, alcohol will not rehydrate you. So don't think that if you drink more cold beer that it'll keep you hydrated in heat. It won't. Drink water. Drink Powerade. Drink Gatorade. If you're going to have some beers, that's fine, but make sure you're hydrated. We don't want to see any fans get hurt, just like we don't want to see drivers get hurt. So, you know, make sure you take the proper precautions. Find some shade. Find some cover. Get out of the sun when there's no racing on the track. Make sure you have sunblock, water, all that stuff. Make sure you keep an eye on the kids as well. You know, the heat can affect them, especially if they have asthma or any other breathing issues. So just some things to keep on the lookout for. It is hot out there, but still get out and enjoy some racing and support your local short tracks.
I agree. I concur. Yeah. I concur.
Right.
I'll definitely get hate mail now that that's on Twitter. But yeah.
Hey,
I'm sure all of Port Royal will hate me. How could you? Easily enough, he punted a guy. Be for real.
Hey.
No.
If anybody
gets
the hate mail, it'll be no. So, all right. Coming up at in about 10 minutes is Xfinity Series. About 15 minutes.
Perfect.
Xfinity Series qualifying. So, make sure you check that out. Practice was brutal for the Cups, so but that's what
Very
we've got
brutal.
So
that's
I think
it,
that's
folks.
It
that's a wrap.
Yeah, that's it. So check out the Cup Series racing tomorrow at 3:00 from New Hampshire, and go out and support your local short tracks tonight. All right,
exactly. And if you don't want to check out local, go to the Kings Royal. Or tune into it. Or what you can do, folks, Mute the Xfinity stuff if it's still on, and have that on your TV, but throw up some racing on your computer. Best decision you'll ever make. Watch the King's Royal. Watch.
There you go.
See if I'm right or wrong in my pick. I mean, I'm usually wrong, so. But it's hard to bet against Donnie Schatz. So there you have it.
All right. Well, Christina, you have a good rest of your Saturday. I'm going to go do a little bit outside myself and get some stuff done. And we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds like a plan. Have a good weekend, everyone. Enjoy.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Life's great. Thank God I made it through to see another day. And I ain't got a trap, I found another way. I'm picking through this safe, I'm trying to levitate. Now all these heavy problems become featherweight. These shoulders ain't for burdens, we won't never cave. Racing to the top, I better never break. No finger to the sky, that's how we celebrate. New chapters, had to rewrite my story, I can't move backwards. Mistakes bound to happen, gotta move faster. Gotta keep pacing this long race, don't let dudes pass you. Parted ways with that label, I don't do masters. I feel free now. Took my shot, it bounced back, then I rebound. Had to just clear my car, these I can see now. I admit, I took some punches, I was beat down. Couldn't lay down, dusted off.
Thank you for listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.